Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Historic edition of the Alex Jones Show. First off, I want you to understand something. We've broken a lot of huge news together as the InfoWars family with our guests, our researchers, and callers, putting us on to very important leads that have been critical to getting a clear picture of what's happening. But now, 16 months after this globalist assault that was the COVID-19 fear weapon, all the dots are being connected, the planets are aligning, and we're figuring out exactly what happened. We're going to air next segment a report from internal documents in the state of Connecticut, confirming for the world, with documents out of Michigan, Connecticut, and internationally, that the government of Connecticut knows that a chemical being put in the Moderna vaccine as one of the lipids to carry the RNA into the cell is actually extremely deadly and causes cancer, even causes death, and is linked directly to infertility in women and men. Bombshell of bombshell information with all the documents is going to be premiering next segment. The full article and video is already on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Get it. Share it now. We also have a top communist academic that advises the equivalent of their Pentagon, their Army and Naval and Air Force War College, saying China has won the 21st century war with the bio attack, and that working with their influencers and change agents in our media in Hollywood, they kept us locked down and will keep us locked down in the future. They were only locked down for a couple months. And, of course, Bill Gates pointed that out, that China won the war and China's good and we're bad. And he helped run that with the UN and the head of the WHO. So COVID's a real weapon, but it only kills the old people that don't have vitamins and minerals. But the fear of it is the real weapon to shut down society. Then the triple hit, or the third blow, is in the vaccine, and it causes all sorts of autoimmune responses and other serious illnesses, heart attacks. The lungs get eaten. Then they say that you are testing positive for COVID, put you in the hospital, and you die. And they say COVID did it. This is incredible. I mean, this is 21st century bio warfare. Hidden as a so-called virus that came from a wet market when it came out of the Fauci, Gates-funded, UN-funded lab working with the communist Chinese military. So, they had us at first, but now the world's awakening to this. It's so huge. All those articles about the Chinese academic bragging, all the articles and videos about this deadly chemical that they knowingly put in the vaccine that's illegal to do so, is on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And then Owen Schroyer, after this first big segment that's coming up, segment two, will take over for the rest of the hour and the rest of the show. But I'm begging you, for myself, my family, your family, everybody together, it's a team effort. I run into so many listeners on the ground when I'm on a workcation in Florida who are listeners. I mean, we're talking, I'll be on the beach, everybody coming by as a listener, black, white, old, young, you name it. And they're like, Alex, you know, we barely find you anymore. Are you still on air? And I'm like, yes, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, band.video. And they go, yeah, we see clips here and there. And I just tell them, listen, don't thank me. I'm asking you to take action. Share those every time you get them. And they say, I do most of the time, but I'll redouble my efforts. So great job, folks. You're just as important as I am. Get this information out. Share the video about Connecticut admitting this deadly chemicals in the vaccine and that Bill Gates funded the Moderna vaccine. That is on band.video. And again, just tell everybody you know, tune in right now. Take the live links from band.video and InfoWars.com and share them and tell folks about those local AM and FM stations. And then tell them, once they wake up, to tell others. That's the chain reaction. All right, here is Owen Schroyer taking over for a moment, and then I'll be back in the next segment with this key report. Stay with us.
It's incredible.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, with the deadly vaccines and the fake pandemic and everything that's happened there, and then you have the distraction of all this by what's happening in Israel, that nobody's even paying attention to some of the other news, like our elections caught, the theft of that. alien technology. The government's admitting there's alien technology stalking military bases. And then the behavior of the president doesn't get noticed what he did yesterday at a Ford electric car plant.
Listen up, patriots. I'm running a sale that's the biggest I've ever run on three products that are already selling out. Well, then why am I selling it then at 50% off or 60% off, depending on which sale you go with? Because I know a lot of you are on the fence, you haven't tried it, and I know you're going to get hooked once you do. So, for 1 week only, we're running 50% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off on Winter Sun with D3 and K4 Immune System, and, oh my gosh, people love this so much, been sold out for months, back in limited supply, Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy is 40% off. But you can get them all three together in the Optimum Trifecta back for 60% off. We've never offered that on these products. It's basically a lost leader. I want you to get them. I want you to try them. I want you to love them. So believe me, you're going to be blown away. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this Monday through Sunday, and the deal is over. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We've been working on this story for over a week. We were set to break it tomorrow, but we were very excited and pleased to see that Mike Adams, the health ranger, broke it because his scientific background and research is even better than ours. He did a great job of laying it all out. The headline is, Bombshell, Connecticut government secretly tells healthcare workers COVID vaccines are deadly, but withholds the same information from the public. The first half of the article is about that. It's very important. The part that we were working on is the second part of the article, and quite frankly, I think is the most important part, and that is COVID-19 vaccine ingredients include SM-102, a toxic substance known to be harmful to humans and animals. Now, it's not just the main ingredient in antifreeze. We did research on this. SM-102 is a catchphrase for an entire class of toxic oils. And in their own internal document that is from the health department to health department workers, this isn't given to the public, and Connecticut confirms this is a real document, they have the data safety sheet on this that I'm about to read to you now. The article we just mentioned is at naturalnews.com. We'll also post it here on Wednesday underneath the live show feed so that you can actually go see this for yourself as well and then hopefully share it. But whatever you do, go research this for yourself. Look this up for yourself. Let me go ahead and show you on screen some close shots of this, again, for yourself. This document is on the Connecticut website, but it was not widely distributed. They may try to take it down, so for those purposes, we have mirrored it on InfoWars.com. It's also mirrored on NaturalNews.com. So it goes into telling you that it's safe and it's fine and it's something you really need to do. But then they have the safety data sheet that is connected to it. This is what the health department there in Connecticut, you better believe your health department, is also aware of. This is another reason roughly half the healthcare workers, the scientists, the researchers at the NIH and CDC, thousands testified in Congress last week, have not taken the vaccine, even though they were the first to have it available to them, because they know it's experimental. It's not really a vaccine. Trade name, SM-102. And again, it has a very, very long, complex name that we've got on screen for you. Its article number, so you can look it up yourself, is 33474. 33474. Let's start at the very top of the safety data sheet, where it says it is for research purposes only and not to be used on humans. Right out of the gates, right there in the document. And let's go ahead and read over what this thing does. Suspected of causing cancer, suspected of damaging fertility and the unborn child, causes damage to the central nervous system, the kidneys, the liver, and the respiratory system through prolonged or repeated exposure. I want you to take two shots of this and then recurring booster shots mixed in with other things the body is creating an immunity to, which a lot of scientists say will then create an autoimmune response to this chemical. So very, very serious. Hazard determining components of labeling. And then it goes on to say that it's highly toxic, fatal in contact with skin, causes skin irritation, causes serious eye irritation, suspected of damaging fertility of the unborn child, causes damage to the central nervous system, the kidneys, liver, respiratory system through prolonged repeated exposure, harmful to aquatic life, very toxic to aquatic life with long-lasting effects. Obtain special instructions before use. Do not handle until all safety precautions have been read and understood. They don't tell you this when you go get to Walgreens or when you go to Walmart or you go to CVS. Keep container tightly closed. And it just goes on from there. Do not breathe. Do not get in your eyes or skin or clothing. Wash thoroughly after handling. Do not eat, drink, or smoke when using this product. Avoid releasing into the environment, much less into people. Wear a protective gloves, protective clothing, eye protection when you do use it. If swallowed, call a poison center doctor if you feel unwell. So folks are getting sick, collapsing, having heart attacks, the rest of it. This is just one reason. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just the first page. Okay? So, again, that's page one. It's the first page actually getting into it all. I've got page three. And I've got page four. There's 11 pages of this, and I've only scratched the tip of the iceberg for you on this. And I'm just continually absolutely stunned. Oh, and by the way, they list the other things that are in this vaccine, and two of the others are also dangerous industrial oils that they say even small amounts are extremely toxic. And that's how they deliver the nanotech-sized RNA into your cells to reprogram them with a spike protein, which your body also has an autoimmune response to. They're going for broke. This is totally insane. It doesn't protect you from COVID. Most people in the hospital dying from COVID now, they admit, are there from COVID vaccines. Everyone has to get this report and send it out to your friends, your family, your neighbors, and then send them a link to this industrial, extremely dangerous chemical, SM-102, from the SAFTA data sheet. There are thousands of copies of the safety data sheet online. The one that we pulled up and linked in the article is safety data sheet from OSHA HCS, and this is out of the Cayman Islands, where it's this particular chemical has been manufactured, but it's manufactured other places as well. Again, I'm a father. I'm a human. I have parents. I'm watching people all around me get sick and die from the so-called vaccines. You ask, how are they going to get away with this? Well, the answer is they're not. But they did get away with tens of millions of people being autistic from vaccines. And now that was all coming out. So this was supposed to be an even bigger event. So we forget the old event, and then there'll be an even bigger event coming in the future, Bill Gates said, where, quote, terrorists release a bioweapon. And we've also got Bill Gates saying that we need to depopulate the Earth at the same time. So when you got somebody saying they want to depopulate you, but they really want to put something in your body, you should put two and two together. Paul Joseph Watson did a big story about Klaus Schwab that heads up the Economic Forum at Davos. He's Henry Kissinger's front man. And Paul Watson said, why is he so concerned about having more gay characters on TV? Because only 10% of characters on TV are gay, when only roughly 5% of the world population, quote, identifies as gay, up from 1% a few years ago. And it's because of depopulation. I don't hate somebody because of their, quote, sexual preference. But when they're organized by media and government for depopulation, there's a war on the family and a war on the nuclear family. And Black Lives Matter says we want to get rid of the nuclear family and want to sterilize black men, and trans men, black men are the most important thing. It's not even 2 + 2 equals tyranny. It's just on its face, they're doing this. It's not even a calculation to know they're doing it. They're telling us it's about depopulation. And that's why it attacks their fertility. That's why it attacks the rest of the body. And that's why it causes such horrible autoimmune disorders, as this lipid, this oil, is delivering this through your cell membrane. So again, we're going to post this to Bandai Video. Remember, Big Tech is censoring and blocking all this. They are committing war crimes against humanity. They are violating the Nuremberg Code right along with Big Pharma in their attempts to suppress the medical workers and scientists and others that have been out exposing this. Owen has a very special medical doctor joining him today who's also been persecuted and attacked for telling the truth in those famous press conferences in front of the U.S. Capitol. And so I'll leave that to Owen to tell you who's coming up. It's going to be extremely informative and extremely powerful. But I wanted to kick the main broadcast off the day with this information. I also just talked to Mike Adams, and he's going to be able to pop on the broadcast as well. And again, he owns a biochemical research laboratory and really is at another level when it comes to understanding all this than even I am. I'm just going off the mainline research and what other medical doctors and scientists are saying. So Owen Schroeder takes over right now. Please take the live feeds at InfoWars.com and Band.video. Share with everyone you know. And please tell folks about those local AM and FM stations and TV stations. That's how the show is involved in a chain reaction. Everywhere I go, I run into listeners and viewers, even when I'm on a vacation, who are aware of what's happening and tell me to keep fighting. Well, I'm going to keep fighting, but I'm asking them to keep fighting by simply spreading the word about the broadcast and telling folks the truth lives at InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
The debate that was had a long time ago that you were not told about, that overall we, the people of planet Earth, were not told about, was, are there too many humans? Are we going to kill the planet? And do we need to run an operation to depopulate and keep the human population of Earth down to a minimum? And at a more deep level than that is the debate of, what is it about humans? Why are we different? And so the elite that want to keep the human population at a low, they know about divine intervention. They know there's something special about humanity. That's an obvious one. But they don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know you're special. They don't want you to know that God has a plan for you. There is a grand design. There is a creator. This is an incredible consciousness. This is a gift from God. This is a human experience. This is divine. So first they realize that they know it. Anybody who wants to be realistic, doesn't mean you believe in one religion or the other. You're just realistic. We are created. There was divine intervention. Something separates human from every other form of life and consciousness that we know of. So once that conclusion was reached by the Illuminati, the elite, you can either share that with the rest of the world, or you could try to keep the world in the dark. But that's the next level, or the level behind the level we're at now, which is, there was a debate had, do we have to keep Earth's population at a minimum? And then you see public documents about this, and you have statues like the Georgia Guidestones about this. And now you're living it. But the debate is, not just do we have to maintain the human population below a certain level. If you follow the Georgia Guidestones, I think it's 500 million on Earth is the maximum level. How do you justify running such an operation? And there's a bunch of different justifications you could use, and there's all kinds of different levels of humanity or empathy or morals that you could go through to guide you. But ultimately it's the classic form of karma or the metaphysical universe, where, as is tradition in Satanism, when applied to a group of people, as long as you tell somebody what you're going to do to them and then they accept it, which is even a form of common law, then you're not liable. You're not guilty. You shouldn't feel bad. So the conversation that happened was, if whether it's the Chinese communists or the United States government or something above board of that, or the medical industry, big pharma institutions, if they're all part of a population control agenda, but they have a vaccine that's going to be the keystone, that's going to be the cornerstone to, or just vaccines in general, or whatever the medical industry, medical tyranny is pushing. Right now it's the vaccines. Maybe it's microchips later, whatever. Right now it's the vaccines. And they figure, well, look, if we put out a vaccine and we've done no human testing, we've done animal testing, it kills all the animals. We put adjuvants and ingredients in the vaccine that we know are deadly. We put the ingredients out. So it's like, hey, if I come up to you with a gun and a bullet in the chamber and say, this is loaded, can I blow your brains out? And they say, yeah, blow my brains out. And then, boom, you blow them out. Do you feel guilty? No, the globalists don't think so. The world elite don't think so. They think that that's justified. So hundreds of millions of Americans, billions of people line up to get the vaccine. I got a free donut. I got a free beer. The way Bill Gates, for example, probably looks at that is says, if you're that dumb that I can lure you into a death trap, lure you into a possible deadly scenario with a free donut or a free cheeseburger or a free basket of fries, then you deserve to die. Survival of the fittest. And once you can boil down to that key understanding of planet Earth in the year 2021, and then you can exponentially apply that to everything else you're seeing, it starts to make sense. You become a master builder, as they say in the popular Lego movie, or in the They Live scenario, that's when you put the glasses on, or in the Matrix scenario, that's when you take the red pill. And then everything starts to make sense, and then you can start to apply that. But until you've accepted that that's the reality, until you understand that's the planet you live on, until you start to put two and two together and realize, yeah, there's all this corruption on planet Earth. None of this seems to make sense. But then you can trace it back to that core operating system running the planet. Then you can start to make sense of it. But maybe we've been taking the wrong approach here. Maybe we should be having the debate that was already had. Instead of saying, hey, these vaccines are deadly. Hey, look at all the people that are dying. I mean, look, we can go back intellectually, which is not even ancient history, but I mean, it's still like the last level that we didn't even win, which is, hey, look, you know how much money has been blown up in the middle of the air above Israel? Yeah, tens of millions of dollars. Hundreds of millions of dollars, actually. Yeah, just blown up over the sky. People getting paid millions of dollars for that. That's war. That's that old thing called war. War is a racket. Smedley Butler, 1942. Yeah, that old population control war. Yeah, that's an old one. Again, we didn't figure that out. We're still fighting wars. Okay, fine. And the elites are still making hundreds of millions of dollars blowing up rockets over Israel and distracting us with that ancient tribalism that happens there. Which, by the way, we've got a big announcement about that. I'll announce coming up in the next segment. But maybe we should just have the debate. Should we be purging the planet of billions of people? I know people that have gotten the vaccine. I have friends that have gotten the vaccine. I wish they would have listened to me. Some of them say, hey, I feel sick now. Wish I would have listened to you. Okay, I mean, what do you want? You listen to Bill Gates, the guy that said he wants to depopulate the planet. It's your choice. But that still breaks my heart. But maybe that's the thing. Maybe we need to change our tactic, not saying, look, the vaccines are deadly. Or look, war's a racket. You know, that didn't catch on. So maybe it's, let's just have the debate. Maybe we should just have the debate that the secret government, shadow government, world elites had years ago. Hey, should we be culling the population? Are there too much humans? Should we kill billions of people? Because some people have already made that decision for you. But I'm going to make a big announcement when we come back on the other side of this segment. And we're going to open the phone lines for the topic that we discussed yesterday. Don't go anywhere. It's the Alex.
Warning, warning, warning. The globalists have launched a massive counteroffensive against populist forces worldwide. They are censoring. They are attacking. They are arresting patriots all over the world. Churches in Europe, Australia, the UK and Canada, and even California, New York, are being SWAT teamed and closed because they're non-essential. The tyranny is incredible. But in areas like Texas and South Dakota and Florida, where we have a history of more liberty, all the lockdowns are over, ladies and gentlemen. This is martial law. This has all been a massive martial law drill. And now it's more important than ever to spread the word about InfoWars and to support InfoWars. We have three of our best-selling products selling out, but despite that, they're all massively discounted. Turbo Force, it's 40% off. We've got Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off. And Winter Sun for your immune system, it's 50% off as well. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, May 19th. It's hard to even stay focused on the news just with everything going on and the epicness, quite frankly, of the InfoWars platform right now. And I mean, I'm just like, I don't know, like a deer in the headlights. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a program note of what's coming up on the show for the rest of the day here. We've got Dr. Stella Emanuel joining me in the third hour. That's the 1 o'clock hour. And then we're going to have some special reports in the final hour today from Alex Jones and an unseen, unaired interview of Darren McGreen and Larry Pinkney, one of the founders of the Black Panthers. That's going to be in the fourth hour after Stella Emanuel joins us, the great doctor. I'll also be hosting the War Room again today, and we've got great guests coming on the War Room like Dan Lyman, And is it, was it Mike Adams on the second hour, guys? I think it's Mike Adams, and he's got breaking news at naturalnews.com. So it's just loaded coming up today at InfoWars. Now, I've got an announcement to make, and I'm also going to open up the phone lines, and we're going to take nothing but calls on a specific subject that we told you about yesterday in the second hour. But before I do that, let me just take care of a couple things. First of all, well, let me do this first and announce, let me just make the big announcement here. So we're about to do something that should be the norm. This should be happening every night. Other news stations, other media outlets, other broadcast transmission hubs should be doing the exact same thing that we're about to be doing next week every night. It shouldn't just be InfoWars having to take all these burdens with our crew here and on our battered mothership, but you know, just like the Millennium Falcon, we just keep going into every battle. So next Tuesday, we are launching the first, this could become a series, the first, The Great Debate, Middle East in Crisis. And right now the plan is for myself and Alex Jones and Harrison Smith to be the moderators, like they have moderators, multiple moderators for presidential debates. And it will be Nick Fuentes and Robert Barnes. So the first of maybe a series. We may make a series out of this. I think it would be great. We'll be filling a void that nobody else seems to want to fill, even though our crew already works like 15 hours a day. But, you know, that's fine, 7 days a week. The Great Debate, Middle East in Crisis, next Tuesday evening, May 25th, 6 p.m. So that's directly following the War Room. Nick Fuentes versus Bob Barnes. Ladies and gentlemen, we should be having debates like this every night. Now, Nick Fuentes and Bob Barnes probably agree on most things, but they disagree on what's happening right now in Israel. I think it's going to be a great debate. And they both have respect for one another, so it's going to be cordial, but it's going to be passionate. And I'm looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to moderating it. And the exclusive link is greatdebate.news. Now, this could become a series we end up doing here. But you notice how you don't have political debates anymore. They canceled the presidential debates. Democrats and Republicans never have debates. Marjorie Taylor Greene, AOC, agreed to debate her and then bailed out of that. So, I mean, nobody wants to have these debates. So, again, if InfoWars has to fill that void again and then push that ball again, we'll do it. So we've launched greatdebate.news, and this will be the first and potentially a series. We'll see. The Great Debate, Middle East in Crisis, Nick Fuentes and Bob Barnes, next Tuesday evening, 6 p.m. Central, following the InfoWars War Room. I wish we'd have more debate. I wish the left and the right would debate. We need to have more discussion. We need to debate these issues. Of course, we know why liberals won't debate, because they are clueless on the issues and they know they would lose the debates. But the irony of this is that the whole reason why this we reached this point with Fuentes and Barnes coming up is because Dave Rubin blocked Nick Fuentes on Twitter when he asked him to have a debate with him on the Middle East in crisis. So now you have censors on the right, just like you do on the left. And you have people that are afraid of free speech on the right, just like you have them on the left. So that's not a very good sign at all. But there you go. Now, this is only possible for us to do stuff like this with your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. Period. And we're already at full capacity here as far as the operating capacity, the staff capacity. I mean, quite frankly, we need more, but we're at budget capacity as well. Now, Alex is out of town, and so I don't have to explain to you how funds go down when Alex takes a vacation. That's why he never takes a vacation. I know, I'm not Alex Jones. Most people tune out when they hear my voice, and most people just aren't familiar with me like they are Alex. So when we talk about InfoWarsStore.com, it doesn't have near the effect. But folks, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Do Alex a vacation favor. Make him feel more comfortable about going on vacation and having me in the chair here running things. Buy something at InfoWarsStore.com. Spend $50. Spend $100. Spend $200. Let Alex come back from his vacation and see that the coffers were filled while he was gone. Give him some peace of mind, ladies and gentlemen. Get the new Fizzy Magnesium formula. Get the new Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off. Get Winter Sun Plus, which we still have in stock, 50% off. There's so many great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's one of my favorite. I take all the Infowars supplements, but all the ones that, I feel that I need for my health from InfowarsStore.com, I'm taking as well. So your financial support, your word of mouth, and your prayers are what keep us on air. And so, look, again, nobody else wants to have these debates. I mean, we're not cable news here. We don't have unlimited funding. We're not, we're not embraced and promoted by the mainstream establishment, but you notice you don't see political debate happening anywhere. You notice that. I mean, political debate should be like number one. It'd be the number one rated thing on TV. It's the number one thing our country needs, and you don't get it. So InfoWars will deliver on that again next Tuesday night. Nick Fuentes, Bob Barnes, The Great Debate, Middle East in Crisis, moderated by Alex Jones, myself, and Harrison Smith. Now, in the next segment, I'm going to try to cover all of this news I have on my desk. It probably won't even be possible. But I'm going to give out the phone number, and in the second hour today, the entirety of the second hour, so starting with the 12:06 noon central segment all the way through to 1:06, when Dr. Stella Emanuel is going to be joining me, I want to take your calls specifically on this issue. So we're going to really screen the phone calls. We only want people to call in on this issue. Is your place of employment forcing you to take the COVID vaccine? Is your place of employment forcing you to take the COVID vaccine? Now, this could be small business, big business, major corporation, whatever. Is your place of employment forcing you to take a vaccine? Or do you own a business and you're deciding not to force your employees, or you're saying your employees can't take the vaccine? I actually know people like that. Or are you telling people to take the vaccine and why? So for the entire second hour, that's going to be the subject of discussion. The number is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Is your employer forcing you to take a COVID vaccine? Or if you own and run a business, are you forcing your employees to take the vaccine? And then for the employees that are being forced to take a vaccine, what are you going to do? Are you going to take legal action? Are you going to fight back and just say no? Are you going to try to explain to them why? Are you going to quit? What are you going to do about that? So the phone lines are now open, 877-789-2539. Is your employer forcing you to take a vaccine, and what are you going to do? Now, I'm not going to start taking calls until 6 after the noon hour, because when we come back in the next segment, I've got to cover this news. And I won't even get to all of it, and quite frankly, I should, but we really want to open up the phones on this issue and hear from you, because like I said, just one of those things that we have to do that nobody else will. So nobody else wants to host and promote political debates. We will. Nobody else wants to go to the public to figure out what's going on with the vaccines being forced on employees. We do, and we will. But after this short break, I'm going to get to all the breaking news stories.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Once again, in the next hour, we're going to be taking your calls. Is your employer facing you to take a vaccine? We've got some breaking news even on that subject real quick. Buffalo Bills GM says team might cut players who refuse COVID vaccine. Yikes. By the way, NHL players who got the COVID vaccine are testing positive for COVID and sitting the playoffs out. A hockey player, they play with like lacerated spleens. But oh, they get a little fever. They have to sit out for COVID. After the vaccine. Florida employers can require COVID-19 vaccine but can't ask for proof. Oh, you'll love that. And so the left is going to be demanding vaccine IDs. Now, what is the biggest stack of news? I don't even know. So let me just pick one and go through it. Now, what Joe Biden does is almost completely irrelevant, and quite frankly, he does nothing anyway. But he went to a Ford electric car power plant yesterday, and it barely even made the news. And there's a lot of interesting things about this. And so it just shows you how they're really pushing electric vehicles. I don't know why. The only conclusion I can reach is that they know down the road, and this is why you see with the gas, and they're going to use the gas pipeline outages as an alley-oop for this, but that's why you're saying, oh, don't you wish you had an electric car? Well, what powers the electric cars? Natural gas from the power grid, natural coal burning from the power grid. So, I mean, it's all a big joke. And the lithium mines are much worse than the coal mines. I mean, they make these movies and everything like the coal mines are the worst thing. Oh, yeah, really? Have you seen a lithium mine? So Biden goes up there to talk about how electric cars are the future, you know, with the gas pipeline outages. Everybody wishes they had electric. And it's all BS. And by the way, but here's the headlines. Oh, I love this one. Biden got to test drive Ford's electric F-150 as the Israel-Gaza fight is going on, but wouldn't spoil his ride. And then the media asked him about that, and he says, I'll run you over, literally. Biden jokes about mowing down journalists with truck when asked about Israel. Well, here's the thing. They wouldn't have to ask you as you're going for a joyride in a Ford F-150 if you actually did press conferences, if you ever addressed the thing publicly, but you never have. So, yeah, they have to interrupt you during a nice joyride in a truck because you haven't addressed the issue to the public because you suck. So that's nice, threatening a journalist to run them over. That's a good thing for Biden there. But there's some other interesting things. Biden also praised China. I'm not kidding you. He praised China. He said China's doing such a good job with this. China's doing such a good job with electric, which is a lie at multiple fronts. Breitbart has the story. Biden in Michigan ignores record allowing China to buy up American electric vehicle industry. So yeah, China's doing a good job buying up our electric vehicle industry, but that's not even it. Biden, first of all, praising China again, because I guess he's the hype man for China now as the U.S. president. He's the hype man for China. But he also not just is praising China, but he's saying how we need to be mimicking China. Oh, we need to be mimicking China, says Biden yesterday. Even though China puts out more carbon emission, more greenhouse gas emission than every other industrialized country on Earth combined. So Biden doesn't mention that China's buying up our electric vehicle industry, and Biden doesn't mention that China puts out more carbon emissions than every other country on Earth combined, but he praises China and says they're doing great with electric and we need to mimic China. Disgusting. As Biden is shutting down U.S. pipelines, he gives the okay for Putin to open another pipeline going into Germany, which to me, I think he's just trying to keep Putin quiet. Putin could eviscerate Joe Biden tomorrow, but Putin's more interested in keeping Russia strong than destroying Joe Biden. So Biden figures he could pay him off, I guess, with starting that pipeline back up. But then there's an interesting little ripple here, and you can see it in the video, and I don't know what this is, but other news outlets are reporting on it, including the Gateway Pundit. Biden caught fake driving. Someone else is steering vehicle. It was all a stunt. And you can see in the video and in pictures that the person in the passenger seat with Joe is clearly grabbing something. Now, I'm not totally convinced it's a steering wheel. I mean, this sounds crazy. I mean, is Joe Biden that out of it that he can't even drive a car? Maybe. But I mean, that's an awful lot of lengths to have like a fake steering wheel, like a driving test, or a driving coach vehicle where they have the steering wheel on the right side. But it does appear that the person in the vehicle with him, as yes, we're rolling the slow motion film here, is steering the vehicle with a second steering wheel. As you can see right there. And it looks like a steering wheel. What could my other notion is that the individual who was in the car with Biden was so scared out of his mind that he's in the car with a dementia patient driving at high speeds, and now he's next to humans. He was probably grabbing on, holding on for his life. If you were in a car with Biden, you'd probably be doing the same thing. But hey, Biden's cool. He's got the aviator sunglasses on. You know, that's his look. Right before he sniffs your baby. But see, it all comes down to this. Energy companies must immediately halt all new projects for world to meet Paris Climate Accord target. Except China. So our coal gets shut off, our natural gas gets shut off, and we no longer get cheap energy, and we can no longer drive cars. And so what they're going to do is, it's all going to be a bait and switch. Oh, drive electric, and it'll probably never happen, but they want to get everybody driving electric, and then once they can reach a certain threshold of electric vehicles on the road, that's when they'll really shut off the gas and coal and then make it impossible to even drive. They'll price everybody out of driving is what they'll do. And so only the most elite rich people will be able to drive. And that's really what they want, because driving is one of the great bastions of human freedom that we've ever had. So that's why they want to cancel that. Okay, where to go next? How about some of the COVID madness here? Thomas Massie thought America might like to know this. Few congressmen or staff or guards are wearing masks in the hallways or offices, only on the floor for TV. It's all theatrics, folks. Thomas Massie, a great American. He again says, we've had enough. We are refusing to wear our masks on the floor during this vote in spite of Pelosi's threats to take 500 from us every day. What a cunning woman she is. Nancy Pelosi is a cunning bitch, isn't she? And now she's fined. She has fined Brian Mast. Representative from Florida has been fined $500 by Nancy Pelosi. The cunning woman from San Francisco. Unbelievable. And then this is even more pathetic. Marjorie Taylor Greene shares this story. Proud to join these patriots for a peaceful protest on the House floor against mask mandates. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Republicans. 8! You only have 8 people willing to protest against masks? You only have 8 Republicans willing to stand with Marjorie Taylor Greene? The Republican Party is pathetic. What a joke. So hat tip to Madison Cawthorn and Brian Mast and Thomas Massie and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert. And I can't recognize the other 3 right now off the top of my head, but salute to them. Sorry, the rest of your party is a pathetic, cowardly joke. Disgusting. I will say, I think Mitch McConnell made a good move today. I forget what it was. I think he wants to ban vaccine passports or something. I don't remember. Mitch McConnell did do something nice today. But Mitch McConnell's out there protesting against the face muzzle. Nope. Only 8 Republicans. We could only get 8 to do that. Only 8 could show up. Not a single Democrat. They're too busy trying to kill all the Jews. Yeah. That's a nice one. Democrats are too busy trying to kill all the Jews. Oh, that's what it was. Mitch McConnell opposes commission to investigate January 6th. You know what? I'm praising him too early. He'll buckle on that. Mark my words. He'll buckle on that like he buckles on everything else. The story is at the Gateway Pundit. Cowards, new board. Epic Scottsdale Unified School District Board shouted out of the building over COVID restrictions. So this is like the 4th or 5th time that we've seen this. I'm sure it's happening other places. So America is rising up, which is really angering the globalists because then... See, now you've realized that you're under attack and you have a will to survive. That pisses them off. That hurts their exterminate all the humans agenda.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.